Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and powerful areas of modern investing, options and futures strategies. Now, if you've ever wondered how professional traders manage risk during volatile markets, or how they use derivatives to both hedge and speculate, this episode is for you. We're going to cover leverage, options, futures, and strategies like cover calls and protective puts. And don't worry, we'll go into detail with examples so that by the end of this episode, you'll not only understand how they work, but also why they matter. This is going to be a dense, information-packed episode. So grab a notepad if you want to, and let's jump right in. What are options and futures? Let's start at the very beginning. Options and futures are what we call derivatives. They get that name because their value is derived from something else, usually an underlying asset like a stock, an index, a commodity, or even a cryptocurrency. Futures are straightforward agreements. They obligate two parties to buy or sell an asset at a set price on a specified future date. These contracts are binding, and they're widely used in commodities and indexes, as well as speculation. Options, on the other hand, give you flexibility. They give the buyer the right, but not the obligation, to buy or sell an asset at a certain price before or at expiration. That optionality is incredibly powerful, especially when you're managing risk. And here's where things get interesting. Both futures and options let you use leverage. That means with a relatively small investment, you can control a much larger position. Think of it as financial magnification. With options, you might spend just $300 for a contract that gives you exposure to 100 shares of a stock worth $10,000. With futures, a small margin deposit might control a position worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. But leverage cuts both ways. It can supercharge your gains, but it can also magnify your losses. That's why understanding these instruments is crucial before using them. Why use derivatives? Hedging and speculation. So why do traders use derivatives in the first place? The answer falls into two broad categories, hedging and speculation. Hedging is all about protection. Imagine you're holding a portfolio of stocks and you're worried about a potential downturn. You don't necessarily want to sell your positions. Maybe you believe in them long term, or maybe selling would trigger a big tax bill. Instead, you can use options to create a safety net. This is where the phrase using options to hedge a portfolio comes into play. It's about reducing risk without liquidating your investments. Speculation, on the other hand, is about making directional bets. You might buy call options if you believe a stock is about to rally, or sell futures contracts if you think commodity prices are going to fall. Because of the leverage, speculation can be lucrative, but it's also risky if you get the call wrong. The beauty of derivatives is their flexibility. They can be conservative insurance policies or aggressive speculative tools, depending on how you structure the trade. Cover calls, generating extra income. Let's look at specific strategies, starting with the covered call. This is one of the most widely used option strategies, especially among long-term investors. Here's how it works. You hold shares of a stock, let's say 100 shares. At the same time, you sell a call option against those shares. That call gives someone else the right to buy your stock at a higher price. In return, you collect the option premium as income. Let's go through a concrete example. Imagine you own 100 shares of Company X, currently trading at $50 a share. You sell a call option with a strike price of $55, and for doing that, you collect $2 per share, or $200 total. Now, there are two possible outcomes. If the stock stays below $55, nothing happens. You keep your 100 shares, and you keep the $200 premium. If the stock rises above $55, you're obligated to sell your shares at that price. You still keep the $200 premium, but your maximum upside is capped. Why use this strategy? Cover calls are best when you expect a stock to trade sideways or rise only modestly. It's an income-enhancing tactic. You generate cash flow while you hold your shares, with the trade-off being that you limit how much you can profit if the stock takes off. Protective put, portfolio insurance. Now let's talk about the protective put, sometimes called a portfolio insurance policy. With the strategy, you own a stock, and then you buy a put option against it. The put gives you the right to sell your stock at a set price, no matter how low the market goes. Here's a protective put strategy example. Let's say you own 100 shares of company Y, which is trading at $80. You're worried about short-term volatility, but you don't want to sell. So you buy a put option with a strike price of $75, paying $3 per share, or $300 total. If the stock falls to $65, your shares lose $1,500 in value, but your put option gains $1,000, offsetting much of the damage. If the stock rises to $90, the put expires worthless, but you've still profited from the stock's appreciation, minus the $300 insurance cost. This is a textbook example of using options to hedge a portfolio. Just like car insurance, you're paying a premium to protect yourself against catastrophic loss. The downside is the cost of the premium, but the upside is peace of mind and financial security. Future strategies, hedging and speculation in action. Now let's shift to futures. Unlike options, futures are binding contracts. That means if you enter a futures contract, you are obligated to either buy or sell the asset at the contract price when it expires. These contracts are often used by businesses and institutions to hedge costs. For example, an airline might buy crude oil futures to lock in prices and protect against rising fuel costs. That way, if oil prices spike, the airline's higher expenses are offset by gains in the futures contracts. Speculators also love futures. Let's say you expect gold prices to rise. Instead of buying physical gold, you can go long a gold futures contract. Because of leverage, your potential gains are amplified. Of course, if the price falls instead, your losses are equally magnified. But here's the key. Futures require margin and are marked to market daily. That means the value of your position is updated every single trading day. And if your losses exceed your margin, you could face a margin call. Futures offer power, but they demand discipline. Combining options and futures. Experienced traders often combine options and futures for even more flexibility. For instance, there's something called the collar strategy. This involves holding the underlying stock, buying a protective put, and selling a covered call at the same time. The put limits your downside, the call generates income, and the result is a balanced risk-return profile. Another advanced tactic is using futures to establish a directional position while simultaneously buying options as insurance against unexpected moves. This way, you get the benefit of leverage, but also a safety net if the market turns against you. Risks you must understand. Before we go any further, I need to stress the risks of using derivatives. These aren't tools to dabble in lightly. Leverage risk. Leverage amplifies both gains and losses. A small market move can wipe out your capital if you're not careful. Time decay. Options lose value as expiration nears, which can erode your profits if you're holding them long. Liquidity risk. Some contracts don't trade heavily, meaning wider bid-ask spreads and difficulty exiting positions. Complexity. Misunderstanding contract mechanics can lead to costly mistakes. So the bottom line is, derivatives require knowledge and respect. Building your derivatives toolkit. If you're interested in using these strategies, here's a step-by-step roadmap. Start with education. Learn the mechanics of options and futures, expiration cycles, and how pricing works. Experiment with hedging. Try a protective put on a small position to understand how insurance works. Add income strategies. Sell covered calls on shares you already own to generate premium income. Explore futures basics. Start with index futures to hedge overall market exposure. Practice collars. Combine covered calls and protective puts for balanced exposure. Stay disciplined. Always keep your position sizes small relative to your portfolio. Tools and resources. Of course, you can't succeed without the right tools and educational resources. If you're looking for a seamless and world-class trading platform app, check out crystalballmarkets.com. It's cutting-edge, user-friendly, and built to give traders confidence when executing strategies like covered calls, protective puts, or futures trades. And if you're still learning or you want to reinforce your foundation, the Crystal Ball Markets podcast is a fantastic resource. It covers trading, investing, macroeconomics, and financial markets in a way that's approachable and beginner-friendly. Definitely give it a listen to deepen your knowledge. Final thoughts. Options and futures aren't just for Wall Street insiders. With the right education and discipline, any investor can use these strategies. Cover calls can generate income. Protective puts act as insurance. Futures can provide leverage and hedging power. The important thing is to start small, manage your risk, and keep learning. Used wisely, derivatives give you more flexibility and control than traditional investments ever could. Used recklessly, they can wipe you out. So if you're ready to step up your trading game, make sure you're equipped with both the knowledge and the right platform. Pair your strategies with discipline, and you'll be on your way to using options and futures effectively in your portfolio. That's all for today's episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm Sophia, your host, and I hope you found this breakdown useful and actionable. Don't forget to check out the Crystal Ball Markets platform and their educational podcast for more resources. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, trade smart and stay informed.